Ksuvas, Perk Aleph Mishnah Yud. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Betinoika Sheyardal Malos Maimanai. And there was a Maisa of a child, a girl, that went down to fill up water from a pond or whatever body of water. Bananasa. And she was raped. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Imrov Anche Yir Masin Lakuna. If most of the people of that city were kosher to marry Kohanim, meaning that most of the males were kosher that fed Bia to the women. So for example, if the women were left Almanus, or any of their daughters of that city, they were all kosher l'kuhuna. If most of them are like that, most of them are kosher l'kuhuna, harezo tinasi l'kuhuna. This girl can marry a kohen. Now, what's the difference between this and the previous cases? You didn't need rov in the previous case, according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, who the Rishonim say we paskin like. So the answer is, the Rosh and the Ran say, that in this case, she's not saying anything. There's no taina because she's a ketana. In the other case, where a woman says, Bari, I know exactly, then we have a cheskas kashrus, and then even if Rove of the city is not kosher lakuna, she still believed even that a kohen could be able to marry her, because she's tining something. But here we're dealing with a ketana that can't tina. So in this case, even Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, the Rosh and the Ran say, would be moda that you still need a Rove. Now, it's not just one Rove. The Rav brings that you need two Roves. Rove of the city, and then there's another Rove that the Gemara brings, is that you need that the caravans that are coming in all the time to this area come from places where most of those people are kosher l'kuhuna. So if you have both rove of the city and also you have the rove of the caravans coming are from cities where most of the people from those cities are kosher, you have two roves, then we're going to matter her to marry a kohen. And this is the way Rashi and the Torah explain the two roves. Now normally one rove is enough. You don't need two roves. So why here do you need two roves? Because this, like we've said, there's a malasha asa b'yuchsin. They're very careful when it came to yichus, particularly with kohanim. And the reason being is, we said in the previous mishnayos, that you only go after rov if it's miruba parish, if the case in front of us left the area of the rov. So we said there's actually machlokes rishonim, what is the area of the rov? Is it the guy's house or is it the city? But let's say, to make it simple, she's outside the city by this little pond of water. And normally we're not afraid of this, but the fear is that she would actually go into the city or go to his house, and then that would be kavua, because now she would be in the place where one of the majorities exist. Forget about the caravans. And that's kavua, and kol kavua kamechza mechzadami, we don't say rov there. So because of Xera, it seems, in this case, we're very machmir that they may also apply the same halacha of rov, even if she would go into the city or to his house. Therefore, you need two roves here. You need the rove caravans to be mater. This is the way Rashi and most Rishonim understand the Gemara on the Mishnah.